He doesn't yell.
Alright. Started off with a bang. So let's go back up to the top. Alright, so let's go to case number 21148. Dr. Thompson is recused. Tracy, would you read us the summary, please?
Yes, please. Dr. Thompson, I'm going to ask you to step away from the dais, just to sit down. Case number 21148, complaint is Larry Shutter, that was wanted in Reagan Chambers, EDM. On May 2nd, 2001, respondents associates saw Argos, 85-month-old man, Kia, for diarrhea and dispense pantherometazole. Due to no improvement, the dog was presented to respondent on May 13th, 2021. She examined the dog and assessed permeable forte and recommended switching to a line diet. On May 22nd, 2021, the dog passed away. The committee concluded that no violation of the veterinary director's doctor and was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue with another violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-1 after the doctor got recused.
All right, so we have no respondent, Mr. Stoll monitoring?
Yes, sir.
No complainant? And Dr. James, you are the lead.
So, in going through this case, I mean, I think initially the tests that were recommended were appropriate for a young dog with diarrhea. I think, you know, it was a little bit confusing on the declining of the second carbo test, although it was a repeat test, so it had previously been negative. I didn't see anything in here that stuck out to me as something that I would say would be a violation of our practice after rules. I mean, obviously, just like we talked about earlier today, you can look at it in hindsight and go, should you have probably answered a little bit faster, maybe. But I don't see anything in a young dog with diarrhea that this stood out as, well, we missed an opportunity here. So I would support the findings of the investigative committee and make a motion that we find the violations of our practice after rules.
Second that.
A motion on the floor and a second to dismiss 21-148. Any further discussion? I only saw in here, how long was it before? It was like a month or so before that, between the parvo test and when they said, you know, I don't want to have one. So.
But she recommended it and it was declined, and then they did do the sequel, which was appropriate. I think my bigger concern was when this wasn't clearing up. We did the diet change and added the probiotics, so we did that, and then it still didn't get better. It was like it may take a couple of weeks, so I mean, it kind of drug on, and you kind of start to go, should we have done additional testing at that point? But again, things had been declined, so I'm not sure that the recommendations that were being made were out of line. The dog seemed otherwise with it and healthy.
Properly vaccinated. It was only one dose. There was two boosters to puppies.
This would have been one where a necropsy would have been interesting because he was such a young dog.
Yeah.
To pass away, so.
Well, parvo doesn't usually go weeks and weeks without either getting worse or getting better.
Yeah, usually it's not better than 7 days.
Yeah, I'm like, this kind of drug out longer than what I would say a typical parvo case would.
All right, so motion on the floor is to dismiss. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. 21-148 dismissed. Next up is 21-150. It's actually, well, there's one kind of separate. So 21-151. And Tracy, would you read us the summary, please?
2/21, the complainant is Wendy Smith, who's on the scene for FDVM. 2/21, so he, the approximately 16-year-old male domestic partner, happens to be the electric respondent due to weight loss and body. After exam, respondent recommended referral to emergency facility for a male scanner. Complainant agreed. Respondent administered with the gasp, keep looking up for the overall being transferred. Complainant expressed concerns that respondent did not perform well or provide additional care or impact. Committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act occurred, and was recommended to the board to dismiss this issue with no violation. The motion was approved as voted by 4/1 with a factor tried and passed.
So we have no respondent, nobody monitoring, no complainant, and Dr. James, you're the lead.
So, and then you're just saying, I mean, I think this situation here is that there wasn't more done at the private practitioner versus the emergency clinic, so quite honestly, I can see exactly why this doctor chose to do what they did. I mean, I probably wouldn't have done blood work, because I would have submitted blood work, it would have gone out to the lab, it wouldn't, they wouldn't have gotten the results when they sent them to emergency, and the emergency clinic's gonna run it right then and there, you're gonna get results right away. So I just feel like maybe not all of that was explained to this owner, but there would be reasons to say, hey, we're not gonna set a catheter, start fluids, and then transfer. There's good reason for that, so I didn't see any concerns with this case or how it was handled, and I would make a motion that we agree with the investigative committee and find no violations of the practice act.
Second.
A motion for a second to dismiss 2/21. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I think this is that closing clinic scenario that we're all faced with. There are a lot of different ways to handle it. I don't think anything was done wrong here. Maybe communicating a little better to the client about what was happening, but I would agree that this is basically the proper thing to do.
I noted, when I saw the weight of the cat, lost 39% of his body weight in 10 months. So it didn't just happen, and I just took it to the vet and something happened. Something was happening for a long, long time, and ignored, so. All right, any further discussion on 2/21? All those in favor of dismissing, say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes, 2/21 is dismissed. And then next up, we got our three-pack, Dr. Thompson has recused from all three of those. And Tracy, would you read us the summary?
Yes, summary is saying for all three cases, case 2/1/152, case 2/1/153, and case 2/1/154. Case 2/1/152, this is complainant is Wendy Smith, the respondent is Patrick Burns. Case 2/1/153, the complainant is Wendy Smith, the respondent is Carly Blom. And case 2/1/154, the complainant is Wendy Smith, and the respondent is Chrissy Sluter-DVM. 2/5/2021, Smokey, an approximately 16-year-old male domestic partner, was referred to veterinary emergency and specialty veterinary hospital for anorexia and weight loss. Dr. Burns evaluated the cat, blood work was performed, and hospitalization was recommended due to the gas dehydration, both blood pressure, anemia, and elevated white blood count. The pet owner was evaluated and had hospitalized for IV fluid therapy and monitoring. Dr. Vidal monitored the cat overnight, and his blood pressure improved. The following morning, the cat's care was transferred to Dr. Blom. Dr. Blom repeated blood work. The pet owner was updated with information that the cat appeared to be doing well, however, he still was not eating. Continued hospitalization was recommended. The pet owner declined, and the cat was discharged later that day. The following day, it was reported that the cat passed away. And the committee concluded that no violations of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that the board dismissed these issues with no violation. And the motion 4-1 with Dr. Tran passing.
Okay, for all three, we have no respondents. Is there still monitoring all three?
Yes, sir.
And no complainants for all three. And Dr. James, this is your big.
So we'll take case 21-152 first. This is the initial doctor at the EAC that saw the cat, talked to the owner about doing blood work, did the blood work, sent out the P4, did some blood pressure testing, all that seems reasonable for a cat in this condition. That was kind of the end of this veterinarian's involvement, and I don't see anything in that initial triage that I feel was missed or done inappropriately. So I would make a motion that we find no violations of our practice act or rules.
Second. Motion on the floor and a second to dismiss 21-152. Is there any further discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. That case is dismissed.
So in looking at 21-153, this was with the monitoring of the cat from that point on through to the next morning. So certainly I think the care that was provided was appropriate, that the cat was on fluids and was continually monitored. There was a recommendation that this cat continue with hospitalization due to still not eating and needing a little more time at the emergency clinic. At that point, the owner declined and the cat died the next night. But I don't see anything in here where the doctor could have done anything differently to prevent that. So I would make a motion that we find no violations of our practice act or rules in the case of 21-153.
Second.
A motion for a second to dismiss 21-153. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is 21-154.
So in the case of 21-154, this doctor didn't actually have involvement with this case and wasn't involved in any of the decisions being made. So I would make a motion that we find no violations of our practice act and rules.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second to dismiss 21-154. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. That case is dismissed. One more down to 21-156. Casey, would you read the summary, please?
Yes, case 21-156. The clinic is unable to respond except having hand DVM. Township 18, County Hub 1, Burnett Creek, Bradford, the Marquardt was presented to respond for evaluation of a bleeding mask. Respondent got through the dog, but the mask was not actively bleeding, and our treatment of the mask could not be removed through the emergency facility. We recommend having a mask removed by the primary care of hiring. The committee concluded that no violation of the veterinary practice act had occurred, and it was amended and seconded the board was delicious to shoot to that violation. The motion was approved, but it was a 4 o'clock with Dr. Tran passing.
And we have no respondent, Mr. Stoll monitoring?
Yes, sir.
And no complainant? And Dr. James?
So I think in this case, I mean, this is a situation that we've talked about quite a few times, especially in this pandemic time period, which is our emergency clinics being so full, so overwhelmed, so busy. They really can't take the time to do things that aren't truly emergent. And I think that's a shift from how people might have assumed emergency clinics were before. You know, I had a lot of friends, and we've talked about this, that they use the emergency clinic because it was easier for them in their schedule and they were willing to pay for it and emergency clinics could fit it in and they would do it. And I think now that's not the case anymore. Emergency clinics are so backed up, even with animals that really truly need immediate help, that they can't take on these cases. And I I support this doctor and the clinic for saying, you know what, we're not going to do that, and we're going to prioritize our time for those that need it. So I don't see a violation here, and I would make a motion that we find no violations.
Second.
Motion on the floor is second to dismiss 21-156. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes, and that case is dismissed. One more. 21-157. Tracy, would you read us the summary, please?
Yes, case 21-157, the name is Jerry Kudowa. The respondent is Dr. Zivian. On April 23rd, 2021, Dr. Alexander Ross Rabbit was presented to respondent. Emergency respondent evaluated Rabbit, magnet was discovered around the mountain, sun sacks, and magnetizing stamp of the Romanet struggle. Complaint was advised of the findings and presented with an estimate of care, which she approved. Shortly after, complaint left the premises. The rabbit went viral. CPR was initiated, but was unsuccessful. Respondent contacted complaint to inform her of the rabbit's passing. And then we concluded that an homage of the doctor and practice act auditor, and it was moved and seconded for dismissal of the issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
And we have no respondent, nobody monitoring, no complainant, and Dr. James.
So this is a tough case, and I feel like a lot of this was around the owner and feeling some level of guilt with what had happened. And rabbits are tough cookie. They don't necessarily show signs of illness, and then they die on you in a moment's notice, and that's just rabbits. I think this rabbit was in a pretty bad condition at the time that it arrived at the clinic, and I think the veterinary team tried to do what they could to treat this patient, but ultimately, rabbits are rabbits, and this one decided that it was gonna die instead. But I don't see anything in here that the team, the medical team, or the doctor could have done differently to prevent this, and I think they tried to refund fees that weren't utilized. They waited until they thought the owner was home before calling. Like, they did everything out of the best interest of this client. And so I would make a recommendation that we find no violations of our practice act or rules.
Yeah, I'm gonna second that. I'm also gonna say, I mean, there is necrotic skin in maggots on this rabbit. That's
pretty severe.
Yeah, that's not something that happens just a few hours ago. This was missed for a long time at home. This is not the fault of the veterinarian. This was something that might have been able to be taken care of at least a few days before. But when you have maggots in necrotic skin, dead skin, that's bad. This vet didn't really work.
And where I can say an owner may be feeling the guilt is because of that, right? You could have noticed it, but I will say rabbits are really good at hiding things, especially overweight rabbit that probably you couldn't see underneath. Mm-hmm. I can see how that would happen. And so I can see both sides, but it's just not it's not a fault of the veterinarian.
Yes, and that's why I want to make sure, I was like, this is not just something that was missed. It was there at the vet's office. It was not missed there. I mean, this was bad.
Yeah. Also, she seems to, her main complaint is she didn't get a prognosis. But if euthanasia was discussed, she got a prognosis.
Yes.
So I think that part of her complaint was unfounded.
Yeah. So before my long-winded stuff, that was a second.
That was a second.
Dr. Wright, thank you. You answered my question before I could ask it.
Thank you for always being so supportive.
All right, any further discussion? Motion on the floor is to dismiss 21-157. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes. 21-157 is dismissed. We're going to skip down to section 4, number 1. Banking 37 regards to Crystal WDM quarterly appearance is required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. Thank you, Dr. Delano, being here today. And Dr. James, or Dr. Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Delango, I'm sorry I forgot to see you in person today, but thank you for being there. I wanted to ask you how things are going, and then I'm going to ask you for to do something special for your next appearance. So first, tell us how you're doing.
Doing really good. Finally, I'm traveling for a while, so I'm excited to get back to normalcy. I was living 1 minute and then New York for a conference the next, so the holidays are over, so I'm thankful for that. But it's been busy, but good.
Good. Well, you're coming up on a big anniversary. Your original consent agreement was on 3/15 of 19, so your next appearance will be 3 years.
Yep.
So I'd like you, if you could, for that next appearance, do kind of a retrospective on the changes you feel you've made over the last 3 years.
Okay, I can do that.
Good, great. Again, I apologize, I couldn't be there for medical reasons, but I encourage your continued success in your recovery. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and I hope you get better.
Thank you. It's just a COVID precaution.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Any other board members have questions, comments?
So does that mean after March then we won't be seeing you come down anymore, or?
No, on the 3 year anniversary, she wants to hear a
retrospective.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So when do we hear it? Yeah, it's around.
It's a five?
No.
It's not quarterly for five, is it?
Yeah.
It's quarterly for five, Jane?
Yeah, I believe so. Let me, okay.
You're stuck with us how long?
Okay. Yes, I believe it is, but I'd like a confirmation from staff. I'm scanning very quickly.
Right. Any other questions, comments, well wishes, encouragement?
Well wishes, yes. Go team.
Happy New Year.
It's going to be a better year.
Lord willing, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a huge difference between 3 years ago and today. I think I've said that before, but it is amazing to see, and grateful that we see that. And happy to see a smile on your face, right? And not be afraid or anything else. I mean, it seems like you're okay with it.
Yeah.
And you're getting by.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Getting rid of this in life, everything else is easy.
Right?
You got it, yeah.
Good job.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming in.
See you in April for your 3 year retrospective.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
It's been a slideshow.
All right, I think now it's a good time for a quick prayer. Purely selfish, I'm sure.